Okay, so turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. We'll read a few verses there. Okay, and here we can see he talks about the whole family. Okay, we'll start around verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We talked about that, okay, being adopted by his spirit, adopted by this fire. And this is what we see within Jesus' baptism. The prophet John baptized Jesus in the water there. Okay, so we see the flesh was dipped into the waters, okay, and the spirit rested upon him. So we see flesh, spirit, water, fire. Okay, as a spirit like a dove came upon him, that he would be the record of our peace. And this is what the angels announced: peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, which means the anointing which is in this child called Emmanuel, which is born, which is God with us, shall remove the hostility which God put there upon the transgression of Adam and Eve. Okay, that which was in darkness is now entering into his light. The light of God came into this world. That's why the earth was lightened with the glory of the host of the angels, which was an allegory in itself. Remember, the allegory becomes a reality and a shadow becomes a substance. Okay, the allegory became a reality and the shadow became a substance in Jesus Christ. So the word of God was made flesh. The allegories, okay, into the reality. We bear his name because we're children of his house. They're tethered to the sign of his likeness, and we're tethered to the sign of his likeness, to those things which he promised us, as the prophet Joel said, okay, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, the earth. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, the fire. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Okay, so he talks about that which is the earthly, in comparison to that which is heavenly, being joined together, okay, in a fulfillment from the allegory into the reality. The allegories into the reality. The pieces of the puzzle, which was put within a volume of the book, each page bore, okay, a piece of a puzzle. Every time you turn the page of this book, Jesus says, the book that is written, the volume of the book that is written is written of me. Okay, so every piece that had the image of Jesus on it, portrayed on it, like a painting. So you take a poster or a painting, you cut it numerous pieces, and then you take each strand or piece and you put it within the fold of each page. So you turn the page, put a piece there. Turn the page, put a piece there. Turn the page, put a piece there. Okay, it is written of me, saith the Lord. Okay, so upon the fulfillment of that, each page that turned, another piece or puzzle was taken out. And the prophet which prophesied these things ever since the first week of Enoch to the time of John the Baptist fulfilling these things, the greatest of the prophets, because he was going to be the bridge between, okay, these covenants, okay, the covenant of the earthly to the covenant of the heavenly, the covenant of the waters to the covenant of the fires, from the covenant of his wrath to the covenant of his mercy through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, to those which have been engrafted by the Spirit are named, because their vessel is full of oil. Those things there, heaven and earth, that he would grant you. Now this is what's interesting here. Okay, the granting, which means that our Father now would allow us to share in this wealth. Our Father now is allowing us to share in this wealth, which before was denied because of defiled conscience. How could the defiled conscience receive such enormous portions, okay, of our Father's treasures, okay, and not take them to the perspective of the aspiration? Okay, because a defiled conscience takes the gifts of God to the perception of the aspirations, but the pure conscience receives these gifts, okay, and puts them within a proper perspective, okay, of reciprocation. We mirror perfectly the things which are in heaven, so that we have peace on earth and goodwill toward men. From the seed to the fruit, everything, okay, now takes on his likeness, the likeness of his garden of paradise. The likeness of his garden of paradise there was put within an allegory which Jesus fulfilled. I am that tree. Okay, Jesus made many parables in regarding the tree. Okay, not because of its, okay, of its substance of wood and bark and leaves, okay, or color, okay, but that which represented his plan. The tree represents his plan. Okay, the garden of paradise was planted with all manners of trees, trees which bore forth fruit. This is my plan. These are allegories. I'm the reality. That's what Jesus was saying. These are the allegories. I am the reality. These are the shadows, but I am the divine substance. He rooted and grounded in love. The charity which he plants within us becomes substance from the invisible to the visible. From the invisible to the visible. Hey, this is the plan which your Father has planted since the very beginning, which we also will carry forth in this divine tradition. See, we are following a divine tradition. Hey, that which was born in our Father's house, in our Father's bosom, before the foundation of the world. These were predetermined. Predetermined, they were initiated, being initiated, they were sanctified. Okay, being sanctified, our Father put it within a form of expression. His words became forms of expression. His words becoming a forms of expression became also tokens of solid mass. And so he said, "Let it be done." He says, "Let the waters bring forth the whales. Let the earth bring forth its grasses. Let all these things which are in this dimension came forth by his word from the invisible to the visible." This is his plan. This is what he put within us as gods. He put this plan within us to be carried forth as our Father would have it, that we also be gods, as it is written, "Are ye not gods and children of the Most High?" This is what Jesus was saying. And this is because he was charged with trying to replace God, our Father. And the Pharisees, picked on that. How is it that you, being a man, claim to be God? And Jesus conveyed that thought to him. "Don't you know that it is written, I said that ye are gods and all you are children of the Most High," which means children of the Most High, which means those which are be of faith are this true seed. Those which are of faith or the true seed will bear these powers of our Father beginning here. We bear the powers of our Father beginning here, entrusted with these little things, with a little thing. The same thing with an adult would entrust a child with a little thing first, before you entrust them with the keys of the car. So responsibility begins with the little things. And Jesus, in his earthly ministry, was teaching the apostles these identical things, the little things. If you be entrusted with these little things, how much the true riches of my Father's kingdom, which has to do with those things which are laid up in the treasuries of heaven, are there for the purpose of your withdrawing. Withdraw. You can withdraw from these things. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. See the word heart there. The conscience, which bears the seed of the seed of this law, the law of the Spirit, the law of grace.